Joining me on Cardio's afternoon newsline, somebody very fun, very imaginative, very party-oriented. Wow. How else do I describe you, Lydia? Do I have? Are there more superlatives that we can dig up here?
You know, some people might say crazy. Might be a description.
I was just.
How are you doing?
I'm doing great, and you sound like you're doing great too. And you and I have a mutual friend, and Sarah Voss, formerly of Council of Neighbors and Organizations, and she called me the other day, and she said, "I got a friend. Her name is Lydia. She's doing something really freaking cool. We got to know."
Yeah, I think it's cool. You know, one thing that's kind of been always close to my heart is creating community, checking in with neighbors, meeting your neighbors before all this COVID, before, you know, anything dramatic like that. I just thought, man, the simplicity of getting to know your neighbors and creating community is so important, because if everyone did that, I really think our world would look different than it does. So we are lucky that on downtown and on Corona Street, we have a really awesome block of neighbors, and we've all gotten to know each other really well. And we have a chat group started, and everything from, hey, does anyone have extra eggs, to, hey, I'm going through a really hard time right now. Can anyone pick up something at the store for me? To just, let's go do something fun, right? So this past Monday, my husband and my son Oliver and I were feeling very cooped up in the house, and we thought, wouldn't it be really fun if all of our neighbors tuned in at the same time? We played the same song, so we sent a link, and we rolled down all the windows on our cars on the street, and we all went outside and had a dance party. And it was so fun. It was such a blast. I think it blew off steam for most people. You know, yeah. Everyone just really wanted to get outside and, like, just dance like kind of an idiot for, like, a hot minute. And, you know, just, like, feel fun and loose and not care what anyone thought and just, like, connect. And that's what it was. In fact, right when we got back inside, we had messages from all the neighbors that are like, okay, so tomorrow, same time.
Oh, that's so fun. So that then was the genesis of what is a dance party coming up. You've got that scheduled for Friday at 6 p.m. Our partners at iHeartRadio are supporting you. They're going to play a very special song at 6 p.m. And every neighborhood in Colorado Springs is invited to tune in to any iHeart station at 6 p.m. And everybody be out on their front porches, in their front yards, you know, doing the distance thing, but connecting as a community around some happy music. What's the tune?
Yeah, we're playing Happy by Pharrell. We were going to do Dancing in the Street. I mean, there were a lot of songs that were a perfect possibility here, but we really wanted to just make it positive, upbeat, you know, and Happy seemed like a great song choice for it.
Oh, perfect. Yeah, and it all ties back to the Friday night event you guys did on Corona Street. And I mean, you know, this is where you captured my imagination, Lydia, because you were just kind of, you know what, coronavirus in your face. We're going to have fun.
I know the irony of Corona Street throwing this party is actually beautiful. So, and we're doing a hashtag. We're doing the hashtag dancing from a distance. So anyone who is dancing on their street, whether you can get your neighbors in on it or you or your family or whoever wants to get out there and just bust some moves and put on your dance pants, I would hashtag dancing from a distance. And then hopefully we can get a really fun video of the whole entire city, you know, edited together and have a great little tribute to this crazy time.
You got a Facebook page built around this. So for those of you who are interested, there's no sign up. There's just tell your neighbors about it. Get out and have some fun this coming Friday at 6 p.m. Our partners at iHeart are playing the song Happy at 6 p.m., any of their stations. And what's the name of the Facebook page?
Well, there's actually an invite. So the invite is, you know, dancing in the street, and the hashtag is dancing from a distance. So
perfect.
So you can just find that. Yeah, you can find that calendar invite. And iHeartRadio is streaming it from a bunch of different stations that we have listed on there as well.
Man, you guys are just way too cool for school.
Well, I would not say cool. Wait till you see the dance moves. You're not going to think we're as cool as you think. We're just, you know, we're just really into creating community out of this. And I think it's really beautiful to say, in the distance that we have right now, we're actually coming closer together. And I think that's the cool part.
Lydia, I love it. Again, dance party, neighborhood dance party. Everybody's invited in every neighborhood in the city. Friday, 6 p.m., tune your car radio into any iHeart station, and you'll hear the song Happy and just cut loose. But video it. Video it. That's
yes, video it. And tell all your neighbors. You know, I know we're doing social distancing, so if you have their email or if you have their phone number or you can Facebook them, let all your neighbors know. And so it can be a fun group event.
Lydia, a real treat to get to know you. And I'm glad you and I have a mutual friend and our friend, Sarah. And I hope to talk to you again. We're going to have to circle back to this and see how the first one went. And if we can do more of these and we can help you, we'd love to.
That's great. We're hoping that it takes off and people want to do this every week. That'd be great.
All right. Fingers crossed. Thank you
all
so much, Lydia.
Of course. Have a good night.